I would like to call session back to order, the Congress back to order. The time is 10:55 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Revard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay. Reports of select committees, Congressman Keane.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding ONCR 21-07. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Three yes votes were Keane, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2125, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Section 2321 to prevent employees who separate service with the nation from continuing to serve on the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any members of Congress who would like to speak for or against this bill? Hearing none, Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 2125 pass?
Congressman Keane.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2125 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2125 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2142, an act to authorize and appropriate.
No.
Excuse me. Without objection, I would like, I'm going to move ONCR 2107. For third reading now, ONCR 2107, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Congresswoman, Second Speaker Revard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Okay, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Congress.
yesterday for those of you that attended the Appropriations Committee meeting, and we spoke in length about ONCR 21-07 that in which we had a revision to our current fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection. And as you all know, we received $22 million back in on September 30 of 2020. And through many special sessions and discussion, we talked about first to waive the law to allow us to access the money from the true-up from the casino. That failed. We then found out with the AG and our legal counsel that we were able to access the money through our own law because of the definitions. And so from that, we've talked about the unappropriated amount. Great discussion yesterday. The amount now that we came up with is available in the unappropriated funds is $16,795,317. So I'm asking that Congress vote to approve this resolution so that we can move on with our appropriations that have been presented to us. As you know, if you look at the tracker, there are many appropriation requests and also many laws that have been presented that would cause an increase in appropriations, whether it be in this fiscal year or next. So I'm asking for your support. And as I read out my committee report today, I will say that it was a due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. And with six yes votes from our Congress members, myself, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. And so I just ask that my colleagues support our results and our committee action. And I appreciate all of my colleagues participating in the meeting yesterday. And I feel it's important that we all work together with regards to the appropriations, and I appreciate all the comments yesterday, and just want to thank my colleagues, and so thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Would anyone else like to speak?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I appreciate the work of the Appropriations Committee, but I don't think that we were able to work through many of the concerns through the committee yesterday, and I'd hope to have a little bit more time to digest this and work on it, because I still feel that we're leaving some things unaddressed, and included in the $16,795,000, that includes $1.4 million of the retained revenue fund and $802,000 of the capital asset fund. These are clearly defined in Osage law as revolving funds. And at 15-1A-104E, it clearly reads that revolving fund balances shall not be included in projected revenue. It's not a may not, it's a shall not be included in projected revenue. But we have those numbers included in this number. What we also have to look at is what the law says regarding these budgetary outlays, shall establish budgetary outlays for each branch. Section 2, D, E, F, and G list things that are not branches of our government. Furthermore, TASC, Treatment Alternative for Street Crime at line 48, list revenue as restricted that is restricted by no resolution or by no law of this government. This resolution is flawed. I can't vote in support of it today, and I wish we had more time to work on it. Furthermore, it should not be lost on this Congress. It should not be lost on the people of the Osage Nation that on 9/30/20, we received $20 million. And by this resolution today, we're acknowledging that somewhere between the time of 9/30/20 and today, without an appropriation of Congress, $20 million has become $16,795,000. If that is not indicative of a problem that needs to be addressed, I don't know what is. I understand the need for the appropriation, the three that we will need to be considering after this resolution, but even the fact that this has to be passed in order to be able to spend the money from the preceding three bills, where are the red flags? I can't support this bill or this resolution today, and I urge my colleagues to do the same. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Anyone else like to speak to this bill? Hearing none. Congress, Second Speaker Rebar, you have the remaining time.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. So, thank you, Congressman Potts, for your comments. And I believe yesterday we, you know, clearly went over the report we received from the treasurer, and we could clearly understand how we came up with the $16,795,317. And I also agree with the fact that, yes, there's revolving funds that are listed on the report, but if you recall, and of course I wasn't a Congress member at that time, but I did work for the executive branch, Congress allowed the executive branch to access those funds out of the revolving funds. And so, in hindsight, you might want to look at the revolving funds as a savings account. And Congress authorized the Treasury to access money out of the savings account into their general treasury, or maybe you want to look at it as a checking account, and allowed them and authorized them to access that money. So I understand your concern, but in working with the legal counsel, we've talked to the AG, we've talked to the treasurer, we've conferred with our own budget analyst, and I feel solid that we are fine now. And I'm just asking my colleagues to support this. We've already, like I said, we've got many legislative requests during this HUNCA session. We started off with $243,061 in our general treasury. And now that we have the unappropriated amount, we still have around $13,821,000 in requests, and that increased yesterday with additional appropriation. So the only way that we're going to proceed with any of this is to pass this resolution. And yesterday we held the committee meeting. We went past the time in the meeting, and I felt like it was a great avenue for any Congress member to attend and have questions at that time. We had the treasurer on the line. Our legal counsel was here. And so as we're closing into our session, I just feel like we had a lot of time to discuss this. So I truly appreciate all of my colleagues and their comments, and they're not falling on deaf ears. So thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCR 2107 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2107 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2142, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Okay, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you. Well, this bill is, and the next one, been on a long road to get here, so I'm happy that we today can finally get this bill to a vote. Any time we deal with our villages, we're dealing with our cultural homes, and so that's why the importance for me and for others to get these things accomplished. We're almost 15 years into this new government, and this is a big expenditure. It is the third village that is receiving funds for this construction. And I think in the past of how we were in previous decades and how we had to operate in those decades. And I kind of tease all the time, we don't need anything. We could go dance in a pasture somewhere, but how nice it was that we've had the evolution of these facilities from that to a round barn and to grass arbors and to wood arbors. And finally, the community buildings came about, ability to have comfort, to be able to participate in our culture. It just is part of the evolution of our people. And, I also think back to, for this village, the Little Wake and Iron, it was the schoolhouse here in town. It was the Indian Camp schoolhouse. And so my dad's generation went to school there. And when the new building was built, which I remember, my grandparents, as well as other elders in the village, or in our district, bought that little schoolhouse and brought it over so there could be a central place for people to participate or to have funerals or dinners. And remember well as others, never feeling like we were crammed in there, but we were shoulder to shoulder sitting on benches. And it was a start of the old long grass houses and stuff that we had. So it was a start of the modern era of community living. And so now we've evolved and we had the Little Wake and Iron and the Big Wake and Iron, and those have now finished their days of being able to take care of us. And so this is exciting. It's appropriate. It's what, like I said, it just puts a roof over our heads while we want to take care of those things, take care of our family members and have dances. That's something that I miss, is having those winter dances and a place to go. And so I'm excited for these communities. I'm excited for these new facilities. Was recently at the Gray Horse facility, and it's really, really nice and a beautiful, beautiful place for us to participate. So I'm encouraging all of you to vote with me to get these started. And that's all I have to say at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Would anyone else like to speak on ONCA 2142? Second Speaker Rebord.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. So thank you, Congresswoman Stabler, and she always brings about, the history of our buildings in the village. And, this has taken some time. We've had a lot of discussion with it. And, of course, it always went back to the money. But what I'd like to talk about is the need. And I want to talk about the need as a cook. And as I expressed, you know, the Waking Iron is like my second home, and it's been that way most of my life, and I feel blessed about that and for that. But I know as a cook, you know, our chapel is quite small now. We've outgrown it, and I believe our other districts are experiencing the same. And I just feel like it's just really important that we address the expansion and the growth as we go forward. And being part of the reform of our constitution and our government, you know, we put that piece of our culture in the constitution for a reason. And there's also a separation between culture and government, and there's a fine line. And I respect that and I understand it. And I just want to ask my colleagues to please consider this appropriation and support a new chapel for our district, just as I would a congressperson support the needs of these other districts. That's all I have. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker Rebard. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have time remaining.
I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 2142 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2142 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2142 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2143, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2143?
Speaker.
Second Speaker Rebard, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Again, this is another building that is needed by our district. Again, we've outgrown this building. And although it's in our district, the Wakakali district, many of our people from other districts use this building. And as you know, our village, we're open to that, and it's vice versa. I've cooked many times in Hominy, and maybe a couple of times in Gray Horse, and we use this building to meet the needs of all of our folks here, and we use it for events, and, you know, I've heard discussion, and I've listened. You know, maybe the building is too big, and it's caused the cost to go up, but I was also told, you know, that we maybe want to leave that up to our villages to decide how big they want their facilities. I feel like they know what the actual need is. I want my Congress members to know that there were many meetings held with the Pawhuska five-man board, a lot of the different cooks, a lot of the different community members. Because of COVID, it was kind of hard to work around that, but they were very transparent in what they were doing. They talked about having an open house. They've invited, you know, Congress members to go look at the building. everybody's familiar with it. We were sitting there at a funeral of one of my relatives while water dripped from the lights, and there were three other Congress members there, and we're in need of a new building. And I think all the other cooks from the other districts that have cooked there would agree, and just our other community members. And we're kind of pitiful, and it's just time. Again, I would support other facilities as a congressperson for the Hominy Village and Gray Horse. And I just ask that everybody support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening in. So on, you know, social media, we've had comments that have been made that these buildings, whether it's Pawhuska, Hominy, or Gray Horse, are only used once a year. And that's not true. They're not just used once a year for 4 days. And anyone who thinks that or holds that belief just isn't around to see the other times that they're used. We've used those buildings for, yes, funeral dinners, and yes, during June to feed our committees and our visitors, but they're also used for our children, for graduation hand games and Johnson O'Malley events, and just many, many other things, first birthdays. You know, my own child, I had his first birthday in the Hominy Village at our community building. So they're used for many different things throughout the year. And I just don't want anyone thinking that these buildings are there for June and that's it. One time a year, we're putting all this money in for one time. That's not true. So I would urge you to support this and just know that these buildings are used for many different occasions and it's needed. We need a place to be able to take care of our people, and that's what this building is for. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Any other members?
Speaker, I have something.
Congressman Maker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yes, I'd like to address everybody, especially the our Oaxacan people. And I'm very happy today that we're going to get you your new buildings. We've been working on this for many years. Past Congresses have worked on this. We all knew that you were going to someday get these buildings. Sometimes we have to go by a process, how a government works. A government is a institution of rule and law. And sometimes we have to slow down a little bit to make sure we have everything in order. And I will say this, you're absolutely going to love your new buildings. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone, and anyone listening in. I'm so happy to be where we are today, voting on this piece of legislation. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad that we were able to remove some hurdles or overcome some hurdles that we had. And I'm just really looking forward to the finished product. And today's a good day for our people in our Pawhuska district. And I just appreciate everyone coming together and, you know, Congresswoman Stabler continuing to put the pedal to the metal. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have remaining time.
Thank you, Speaker. I just have one other thing I wanted to talk about, and that's just how thankful I am that we have the money to do this right now. That's the biggest godsend of all, because we never dreamed that we would be able to approach this the way we have, with both buildings being taken care of You know, I've been here for 3 years, and I've known what the retained earnings have been, and I've known, you know, how the decisions have to be made on what comes first and what comes last. And so I've taken this as just a real special godsend, a blessing that we have the funds right now and be able to take care of both of these projects. And on behalf of the Wakakali people, too, my thanks to everybody and their patience with me while we carry these bills forward. So I hope you support us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. The question is, shall ONCA 2143 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebart.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2143 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Say no.
Yes.
The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2143 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2144, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,784 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rebard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members who would like to speak on ONCA 2144?
Chair.
Hearing.
Ms. Stabler.
Oh, excuse me. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. I would just like to express again that, you know, the ability for us to do our due diligence and to pay this money back to our permanent fund is, again, just a godsend for this year. We never dreamed we would have the money to do this quick. We've had several scenarios of how we might handle it or whether we were going to be able to handle it. And so I'm appreciative. I know it came at a cost for a lot of other, you know, people and the outside world and all that we've had to go through this past year. But I'm thankful we're able to put this money back so that we can continue to grow it. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Bickhorst, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I too echo the sentiments of Congresswoman Stabler about having the ability to replace this money, especially so quickly. And I just urge my colleagues to support this and support future contributions to the permanent fund. So I just wanted to say that much, and thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Any others? Hearing none, Second Speaker Rebard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. And again, thank you to my colleagues, and I appreciate this reaching, you know, the third reading, and you know, I really support funding or appropriating money to go back into the permanent fund for exactly the reason that we had experienced last year. And currently, as we know, most of our revenue comes from our gaming enterprise, and it's been that way for many years now. But What's changed is the amount it costs to run our government, and I believe that the permanent fund was actually created some time back when it was close to around 30 some odd million. Now it's taken our government close to around 50 million to operate. And so, again, as we grow, we're going to see the need to put money back to meet our needs and expectations in case we have a crisis like we did. And last year, as you know, Congressman Tillman sponsored a bill to give the executive branch 8.166. I won't say the executive branch, but the Treasury, to help operate during COVID. And I too feel so good that we could replenish this fund. I think we're sitting around an estimate around 31, 32 million. I think it could be more. I mean, right now, for some reason, we hold it around 30. I don't know why that is, but you know, if something were to happen, we don't have enough to continue operating our government and serving our folks. So I would appreciate, you know, your support on this. And I feel really happy and proud today that it got this far. And I'm going to feel good to tell our people that we replenished this fund. I really call it an investment fund because that's really what it is. It's a savings. And so I would appreciate any support on this today. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCA 2144 pass?
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2144 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2144 is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. Last night I resent an email with the suggested rule changes for our congressional rules that were read out, I think, a little over a week ago, maybe longer. So I sent them out so that everyone had a copy. Again, this was the second copy that everyone's received, with the intent for us to vote on some of them today. And so at this time, I'm going to move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 1, page 7, line 91, rule 2.1.2, strike as and shall inform the Congressional Affairs Committee in writing.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded, and you would like to do these one by one?
I would like to do all of these one by one, and if there were a lot of people on the call when we went through these, there's some things that are actual changes. There are some things that are a little cleanup, and if anyone has any questions, then I'm happy to. The Rules and Ethics Committee are happy to discuss any changes of what this does.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second on the one you read out. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, that amendment passes. Continue.
Thank you. And then just so that my colleagues know, if this is easier and cleaner for me to make all of these motions, I will. I'm not voting yes on every single one of them, but so that we're not scrambling to have the, you know, if someone supported something that I didn't, to read it out. So I'm just going to go ahead and make all of these motions for changes. And if anyone has any questions, I guess if I get a second, then it can be discussed at that time. So I would like to move to adopt the following congressional rule change for amendment number 2, page 14, line 355, strike 1,000 and insert 5,000.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded on amendment number 2. Any discussion?
I have discussion.
Go ahead.
Thank you. There were a few different scenarios that were discussed in the rules meeting where it could be maybe 3,000, but the intent was to make it a little higher than the current 1,000. What this would do would authorize the second speaker, whoever is sitting in that seat, to have a signature authority up to 5,000. Currently, it's at 1,000. When we sent this out, I did check with Trey to see if we could amend it. The answer was no. So if this fails, then we can always address it again in a rule meeting and possibly bring out of that committee meeting a change to 3,000 if that makes members feel more comfortable.
So I have a question. I don't know that I heard the full discussion for the end result. So was the committee split on the amount, or if there, because it's sent out as 5,000 with the possible anticipation that it might not pass and you might come out with another amount. So what was, Congressman Keene, do you have something?
The rationale was that we give our program directors the liberty to spend up to 5,000. So just my personal opinion, I see no reason why our second speaker shouldn't have that same power to do the same with Congress. So that was the main rationale behind the change.
Yeah, I know the rationale. I'm asking, what was there a split in the committee or? Okay. All right, any other discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no?
No.
No.
No. Roll call, please. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Thank you. Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion fails.
Okay, amendment number 2 fails. Please continue.
Thank you, Speaker. Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment 3, page 16, line 466, strike attending.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. On amendment number 3, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, amendment number 3 passes. Amendment number 4, or excuse me, go ahead.
Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 4, page 22, line 700, strike AND, and insert AN.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded on amendment number 4. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Continue.
Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 5, page 23, line 724, strike appoint a member to preside in order to fully.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Amendment number 5. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Just wanted to explain this one because this isn't cleanup language. This would make a change. So currently the way that this section reads, in order for the speaker to engage in a full conversation during committee of a whole, the speaker would ask someone to take his or her spot in order to engage in full debate. Now, when we go into committee of a whole, the assistant principal chief is allowed to speak at that time. We've never enforced this rule. We've always allowed for the speaker, once we hit committee of a whole, to engage in debate just like any other member of Congress and the assistant principal chief. So because we've never exercised this, I felt like it was a good time to just not to have it not even be in there. Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, amendment number 5 passes. Continue.
Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 6, page 44, line 1555, strike title and.
Second.
Amendment number 6. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Amendment number 6 passes. Continue.
Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 7, page 44, line 1557, strike divisions and each department, agency, board, program, and budget under each division.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded on amendment number 7. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Continue.
This is cleanup language. We do not have our we don't have divisions anymore. So we just felt like this needed to come out so that we could be consistent with what we do have. Thank you.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Amendment number 7 passes. Continue.
Thank you, Speaker. Move to adopt the following congressional rule change. Amendment number 8, page 6, line 50, strike and for not more than 2 consecutive years.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This is an actual change, and so that members are aware of what the change is. Currently, the way that we have it in our rules, the elected officers shall hold office for a period of 1 year and not for more than 2 consecutive years. That's on page 6. If you flip over to page 5, officers to be elected, the Congress shall nominate from the floor and elect a majority vote, one office at a time, the following officers on the last regular day of the Hunka session: Speaker, Second Speaker, four members of the Congressional Affairs Committee, the chairperson of the Congressional Rules and Ethics Committee, two members of the Congressional Rules and Ethics Committee, chairperson of Congressional Appropriations Committee, chairperson of the Membership Committee, and two members of the Membership Committee. So the way this reads now, a speaker, second speaker, and the chair of the Membership Committee, the chair of the Rules and Ethics Committee, and the chair of the Appropriations Committee would not be able to serve for more than two consecutive years. This change would allow for those officer positions to be able to hold office for more than two consecutive years, and that would be the change. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no.
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 Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. The amendment failed. I guess, did it?
Yes, ma'am, it failed.
Okay. I have one more.
Okay, but it's not on this form. Okay. Continue.
Thank you, Speaker. I have one more, and that is regarding Rule 12. Last week, we had a meeting. Everyone had the course of the weekend to look at it. Rules and Ethics met yesterday. It was read out this morning. It's regarding Rule 12, which is removal. And so I move to adopt the following congressional rule change. This is one amendment. And I can read all four pages if it would please the Congress, or you can read it yourself. It's four pages worth of changes. So I don't really know. Where's Trey? Trey? I don't know if I need to read it, all four pages, but it's regarding Rule 12, and there's one amendment. This is one amendment. It's not multiple amendments because we're not able to do that. Do I need to read all four pages?
The amendment has a title to it. I believe it reads Amendments to the Osage Nation Congressional Rules Special Counsel. If everyone is in possession of that document and is aware of what you're voting on, then you can make the motion to adopt the changes according to that title.
Okay, so amendment number.
Have to read them.
Okay, amendment number one, pages 51, lines 1827 through 1835. Strike lines 1827 through 1835. Pages 54, lines 1938 through 1939. Strike Select Committee of Inquiry hearings. Pages 66 through 69, lines 2394 through 2527. Strike lines 2394 through 2597 and insert the following.
Second.
That's only, you're reading the individual changes?
Yes, that's what I've got.
But do they not go on? Yeah, there's more. It would have to be read if you're reading them individually. It's all one amendment, and they all have to go together. So you would.
So I'm reading this.
what I was saying is, to read the title, you would say, you move to adopt the amendments made in the document titled Amendments to the Rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council. And then there would be a second, and you would have discussion and vote. So motion to adopt the rules changes in the document titled Amendments to the Rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council.
Okay, I already did that. I mean, I added in extra, but I'll withdraw my motion.
Yeah, if you're reading each one of these lines, then you need to read every single one of them all the way through and include.
Okay, so I withdraw.
All you're adopting is the changes made in that title.
Okay, then I'll withdraw my motion and restate, which is I move to adopt the following congressional rule change of amendments to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council.
The changes contained within amendments to the.
And the changes contained within.
Correct.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to adopt the amendments to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress Select Committee of Inquiry. Is that what you're stating?
Special counsel.
Okay, the special counsel portion. Okay. And seconded, discussion. Go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker.
May I speak, Madam Speaker?
What?
May I speak?
Yes.
I want this to be really clear on the record and in the minutes. So if you wouldn't mind, would you withdraw your motion and let me state it, and then you can so move so that it reads appropriately and nobody has any question?
I withdraw my motion.
So the motion would be, I move to adopt the rules changes contained within the document titled Amendments to the Rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah.
Motion's made and seconded.
I'm going to call for a brief recess, and I want this vote to happen today because it needs to happen before we end session, because currently we have nothing in our congressional rules that addresses removal, but this is a huge change in portion of our congressional rules.
Okay. I want to say that it's 11:54 and we have a meeting starting at 1. So I would suggest that you move to place this on the agenda for tomorrow's.
I can do that. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Point of order.
Congressman Walker.
There's a motion on the table. Don't I need to withdraw that?
Well, I was still listening to them. I believe you said so moved. I was still listening to her. She was in the middle of the motion. And I was continuing to hear them speaking. So she was actually making the motion and she moved. So if you can withdraw, that is withdrawn. And if you would like to just inform the Congress, or you can make a motion to have this vote placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion tomorrow in motions and notices.
I withdraw my previous motion.
Congressman Walker, I heard you say so moved, but Congresswoman Goodfox was already making the motion when she was trying to have the proper wording in place. She specifically opened up with, I move to have this done. So she has already withdrawn her motion because you were making a motion on top of that, and then I believe maybe Congressman Maker or one of them said second. So there was no need for you to move on that. So we're noticing the Congress will vote on this, the amendments to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council Are there any others tomorrow? Okay, that will be brought up in motions and notices for tomorrow. She's noticing you now. We are still in motions and notices, and there are other notices.
Commerce is meeting today from 1 to 2:30.
Thank you. Congressman.
Education.
Okay, yes. Walker, go ahead.
We'll meet at 2:45. I think it's scheduled to 4:30. Shouldn't take that long.
Okay, thank you. So be sure to review this roll for a vote tomorrow. Okay, I would now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
There's a motion to adjourn until 10 o'clock tomorrow and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you.
So I was asking, how many votes does it take to pass these rules?
Eight.
Okay.